Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hey, busy mamas, it's Mia here, and I feel like I say this every time, how excited I am for our guests, because I just love having these conversations. And today, I think you're going to hear my enthusiasm around a certain topic, which I think I talk about quite a bit because it's so important in my world, but I'm always a little shy if it hasn't hit, you know, everyone in my tribe's world yet to talk about it too much. But on the line, I have Catherine Middlebrooks, who is the founder of BRB Yoga. And Catherine has practiced yoga for the past decade, and she's really understood how that keeps her sane and grounded, as have I. But after she had kids, she found she had a lot less time for yoga, and so she's created this whole business to bring yoga to us moms who can't always get out to an hour class, or even, you know, sometimes I find classes are an hour and a half. So by the time you leave and come back, my husband's always like, that was just not an hour and a half. That was like 3 hours. So Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mia. I'm so happy to be here.
Good. And so tell us a little bit. You have two little people, like really little people, right?
Yeah, pretty little. They're finally getting a little bigger, so it's getting a little easier. But yes, I have my daughter, Nora. She is going to be 4 in a few months, and okay. My son is 1.5.
Yeah, you're totally in the thick of it, honey.
Yeah. I know.
It gets better, I promise.
I know, although we were talking to somebody who has even younger kids, and we were like, wow, we're actually in a better place than that. So I feel like we're already starting to come out of it.
Yes, yes. So tell us, let's talk a little bit about yoga. So so you've created this business so that we can do yoga at home. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about why that's important and what it does for us and how it can really ground us in these sort of, you know, minor stressful moments that we experience as busy moms.
Right, those minor moments, yes. yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I'll start just with my real motivation to do this. It came from my own journey as a mom and becoming a mom. When my daughter was born, when I went back to work, she was about 4 months old. I went back to work full time, and that was really when all of the new mom overwhelm really started to hit me. Just having to, you know, get out the door in the morning, have everything packed up for her, have all my pump parts, bring them with me to work, spend the day working, and then come home with this massive amount of mom guilt, and then feel like I need to spend every moment left in the day with her, and then just, you know, doing it all again the next day. I found that really quickly what I was letting drop, it was my own self-care. Like, I was taking care of the house, my child, my husband, everything, all of that. And I was the one that was never getting the time. And I really felt the impact of that on me, both physically. I just was finding that I was really reactive. Like, I was quick to yell. I was impatient much more than I ever had been. And also just emotionally, I was feeling unfulfilled, it's really hard, you know, when you have this beautiful child that you are so in love with and you're still feeling like, what's missing here? It's a really hard feeling to have. And I realized that my yoga practice was basically non-existent at that point, because I, like you said, yeah, it takes, if you try to go to a studio class, you are gone all day, basically. Yeah. so that wasn't happening. And then because my time was so filled, it was like my own personal fulfillment wasn't happening. I wasn't reading. I wasn't learning about things that interested me. I had become really one-dimensional, and it was feeling pretty pretty bad. And I had this feeling that, like, what am I going to be like, you know, 15 years from now when I get the chance to come up for air and I don't even recognize myself? So that was really scary to me. And I was a yoga instructor. So luckily I was like, okay, well, I know how to get some yoga in. I don't have to go to an hour class. I can spend some time in the morning or squeeze 15 minutes in when I'm on my lunch break. So I committed to that. I was like, I know that yoga in the past has always been what has grounded me physically and emotionally. So why don't I start doing that? So I did. And really just finding space in the pockets of my day. And it had a huge, huge impact. I began to feel more comfortable in my body. I began to feel much more present with my child. I wasn't getting home and spending time with her, but constantly thinking about, what am I making for dinner? What am I going to make her for lunch tomorrow? You know, I was able to actually be with her. And I just, again, started to feel like I was myself. So that was very powerful. And why yoga? I believe, in addition to the physical movements of yoga, that the single most powerful part of a yoga practice is really the connection to your breath. I think that consciously breathing has the power very quickly to calm your body down, to make you less reactive, to make you feel embodied. So I think, you know, it was yoga, but a lot of it really probably was that I became more intentional about breathing on a regular basis.
Yeah. And so tell us, like, give us an example. Like, so if you're in your office in the middle of the day, and, you know, feeling, I feel like we feel all these levels of stress, like both, you know, mom guilt that we're not home, and then,
right,
you know, not fully caught up with work. And then obviously we feel that layer that we, you know, we haven't taken care of ourselves properly. So what is something you can do? Like, what are some of the things you can go through in 10 minutes to help with all that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, so that's an interesting question. And I may go a little more into detail than you actually want.
No, I love detail. Let's do detail. But,
so for when you're a new mom, I think that it's very important to not jump into a regular yoga practice. If you had one before you had a baby, you know, okay, so I'll get on my soapbox for a minute. But I think that it's crazy in our world that we, you know, you're pregnant for 10 months and then 6 weeks later, your doctor says, okay, go ahead and do whatever it is that you did before physically. Yeah. So I get really fired up about this issue.
Yes.
So if you are a mom, if you are a new mom in particular, and you are feeling all of this sort of stress and strain, I would not say, take 10 minutes and run through some, you know, vinyasa sun salutations, which are those like really heavy flowing yoga poses for those people who aren't familiar with it. Because our bodies after we have babies, particularly our abdominal muscles, tend to remain separated and weak for a long time, sometimes forever, if we don't take good care of them. And so just jumping back into a yoga practice can actually make any abdominal separation you have worse or exacerbate back pain that you're having. So I want to put that out there. So what I would recommend is to, if you have 10 minutes to, you know, don't worry about changing, don't worry about anything like that. Just take a moment, sit, take 2 minutes to find a deep, full breath. And then just start to move the spine through all of its ranges of motion. So, you know, reach up and then fold forward. So you're getting a nice big back bend. take some really gentle twists left to right so that you're now getting the rotation in the spine. Lay on your stomach and just lift the chest up a little bit. So now you're getting that back bend. Really activating the energy in the spine can help increase your energy level overall and start moving the blood flow and energy throughout all of your limbs. So I think that if that's all you have, do that. Mm-hmm. Start with something so simple and then take 2 minutes for Shavasana, that final relaxation, because for those of us that are in this constant on state, we're always running from one responsibility to the next. What we need more than anything is more rest and more quiet. So letting yourself move and then letting yourself be completely still for, it doesn't take a long time. Your physiology reacts relatively quickly. So letting yourself be still is a huge, huge bonus for you.
And for anyone who doesn't know what Shavasana is, you're just lying on the floor, totally still. Your palms are upright and your
yep.
legs are sort of splayed open and your
yep.
eyes are closed.
Yep. And you just try
out, right?
Exactly. You try to not engage with your thoughts as much as we normally do. So if you find a thought comes into your head, you kind of just notice it and then let it pass without following the train of thought.
Yeah. And I have to admit, I do go to yoga sometimes because I'm quite addicted to the heat.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But it's always astonishing to me how many people leave before the Shavasana part. I'm like, where are you going? This is like the whole reason you're here.
I know, it's criminal.
It's just so relaxing. It's so relaxing to me.
I know, it's the best part.
Yeah. So, and something else I just wanted to say back to your soapbox moment was for anyone who's not a new mom. So I had this really interesting experience actually last week. And I teach a lot about self-care and mm-hmm. a lot of it has to do more with food, but definitely I talk about yoga and breathing within that. And, it's been a really sort of strange summer for me because I released a book. Did all the work to make it a bestseller. We're launching something really big in September, and I've taken my kids out of school for the year, and we're going on a book tour, and I have three of them. So it's like,
awesome.
There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny because I do know to do all these things. Like I know to move, I walk every morning, like I do have a meditation practice, and I eat really well, but I feel like we can just lose track of, like, we can just go through the motions, even with the good stuff, and sort of lose
yes.
track with, like, the gratitude and touching base. And so just last week, we had this rainy day, and I was supposed to be at a farmer's market doing a book signing, and I was going to take my kids, and it was, like, an experiment. But it was raining, and I was like, oh, my God, like, first of all, books at a farmer's market don't go together, like when it's raining. And second of all, like three kids, like rain, like the whole thing just didn't seem right. So thank goodness the woman called and like let me off the hook. And just seemed like a disaster. So I was like, oh my God, we have space. Like, let's do something really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this idea to go to this trampoline place, like an indoor trampoline place.
Yes.
And I went on Groupon and I got the tickets and I was so excited and I walked in. And it didn't dawn on me that I wouldn't jump. Like, I was excited to move my body because, like,
uh-huh.
these are the kinds of things I think about. And it had been
right.
raining, so I hadn't gone on my walk. And I walked in, and there's, like, these couches. It's, like, this huge warehouse thing. And there are these couches along the wall and tons of trampolines. And there was, like, this, like, segmented area for, like, adults that you could see the kid. Like, you could play, like, Simon Says through the screen. Like, it wasn't like you couldn't see your kids. But
right.
like, they sort of made it so you couldn't hurt the kids. But I was the only adult. And it just struck me because there was 35 moms just sitting on
just
the couches,
sitting.
Looking at their phones. And I even went and like inquired what they were doing. And I found myself getting all judgy. All these people complain to me about how they don't have time to exercise. And then they bring their kids to the trampoline place and they sit on their phone. And I was going to come home and write this whole post about it. And thank goodness I didn't. And we had to go to dinner. And I'm driving to dinner we live sort of outside of Boston. And I was driving into Boston with the kids to go meet these friends who are moving. And I stopped at a red light and all of a sudden literally couldn't move. My entire back was spasming.
Oh, no.
And I was
oh,
like,
no.
And it just reminded me of, it's not just 6 weeks after birth. our bodies change as we get older, as we've had kids, as we've nursed these kids. There's so many different variations of our body as we're had kids and getting older. And yes, I think we should move our body all the day, but just really being appropriate and in tune with it, I think is so important. And I think I had lost that in this idea of that day. And
like, I have to stop myself. As hard as I can jump.
Yeah. And the more I saw these moms, the more I was like, all right, I'm jumping more, you know? And I did feel good at the end, but I clearly hurt my back and, you know, and then, you know, that had its ramifications on my last week. So I just think it's so important to tune into that.
That's such a great point. And I think that especially in this culture where we do say, okay, go ahead at 6 weeks, do whatever you were doing before. That means, you know, what I find is that then every new mom starts doing crunches, which is the worst thing that a new mom could do for her postpartum body, because all of that abdominal separation, the moment you start crunching it, you put pressure on your abdomen, which causes that separation to grow, which means your whole back has no support. And so many women end up for the rest of their lives having this continued separation that doesn't close. And then if they go on a trampoline or something like that, they end up hurting themselves because they have not regained that core stability that they had before they got pregnant. So I think that's a great, great point. And I'm sorry that you...
And I'm sorry if any of those 35 moms are listening, because like, I was just like, that was such a silly moment. But it's so on yoga of me.
But I appreciate your enthusiasm, for sure.
Yeah, I should have been doing sort of my cat and cows on the floor next to me or somewhere nearby, or just jump for 15 minutes.
Right. But you made another point that I think is really interesting about like how we just go through the motions of it. And in addition to the yoga, I've added another self-care piece into the business, which is just a really simple like self-care training to help moms find 10 minutes in the day for themselves. Because there are so many moms who are like, 20 minutes of yoga sounds fantastic, but even that is too much to commit to. You know, like they're not in the practice of making any time for themselves. So jumping right into yoga seems overwhelming. So, in making that self-care piece, what I found is that we do get really stale in like the way that we think about taking care of ourselves. It's like we start doing things, you know, 10 years ago that felt really good to us. And then our lives change completely when we are pregnant and have babies and then the kids get older. We are such different people. And then we still go back to those same things like, oh, well, I was a runner, so I need to run. Or I used to love getting massages, so now I need to go get massages. But we're so different that those might not be serving us anymore. So I think it's a really good practice to come in fresh and think about what are you missing right now? What are you wanting to feel in your life? And what sort of self-care activities can you do that would create those feelings?
Yeah.
And it might be totally different than what you thought of.
Yeah, it's funny because one of the things that I talk about a lot is the idea of 10-10-10, which is that you find those 10 minutes 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and really just focus on what that might be. And it could be as simple as making a smoothie. It could be as simple as like sitting and reading like 2 pages of a book. Like,
yes,
it
yes.
just doesn't have to be, you know, when you're a new mom, it could be brushing your teeth.
Yes.
Like I feel like there's just so many different phases. And it's funny because it goes in cycles. Mm-hmm. Like I'm finding myself in this place right now of like everything got really easy in the past 2 years in terms of like the mother, you know, as my kids got older, they became more self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, like everyone was in these like phases of neediness and I wasn't used to it. And then some of those basic things came back, like, oh yes, I should shower, you know, and I hadn't experienced that in a long time, you
right.
know, like that hadn't been an issue.
Right. Yeah, me.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's just different. It's that like the girls take really long showers all of a sudden. And you know, it's like it's for a whole different reasons. It's not that I'm tired and whatever. It's like that there's no time to be in the bathroom when I need to be in the bathroom. So it's like, all right, I'm the mom, so you know, I get to take a shower first. Just like silly, you know, it's like it changes, but it's like you always have to go back to what are those things that I need right now.
Right. What right now?
Yeah.
And be willing to let it change. I think that's so
Yes.
important.
Yes, I love it. And it's funny because well, and it's really funny because we have so much, we're gonna have like episodes worth to talk about, and we don't actually know each other that well yet. But what in my story, it was actually yoga, like a combination of yoga and food, that after my third child, I had gained 85 pounds in my pregnancies. And so after my third child, I just had this moment where I needed to like get my body back, just for myself. But it's funny because I did change my food, and that's what I teach now. But it was really had more to do with the yoga and like this level of clarity and self-compassion I had that I think allowed myself to like actually shed that weight. Because it's not like I hadn't tried before, but I feel like there's something about like actually appreciating where you are, and actually loving yourself as where you are that is so important for then, you know, making whatever that change you need in that moment, whether it has to do with weight loss or just, you know, not yelling at your kids or, you know, whatever it is.
I'm curious, had you done yoga before that, or was that when you first came to
I
yoga?
have always done yoga.
You've always done yoga.
Yeah.
Because I remember really
I mean, not
vividly.
always, but like, you know, I definitely before kids.
Yeah, it's always been a part of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember, so I started doing yoga like I think I was 19 or something when I started doing it really regularly. So really, it's just I don't even know what it's like without it. But I also really remember when I started getting into it, having this real sense of clarity. Like I was in a forward fold and I was looking at my toes and I was like, I have never looked at my toes this
Yeah.
much before. Like, look at these cool toes. You know, like you just really
Yeah.
start to you connect to your body parts for what they are and what they do without all of that judgment and baggage that we usually bring in to our body. And I love it for that. So I
Well, and it's
totally
funny
agree
because
with that.
it's that's so like so true. And when I had so this the real story is that I actually landed in a yoga class on the day after I had like basically had a total meltdown. You know, like I had these three kids at the time. I had a graphic design company for 10 years, but I was like a little bit secretly miserable, and the only tangible thing that I could see was this extra 85 pounds. And I hadn't been to yoga in a long time because I hadn't been taking care of myself. You know, thus the 85 pounds that hadn't left me and the misery. So I went to a yoga class that morning, and it's funny because it's just like being with your body and being in that moment, I saw it all so clearly. And it just so happened that the teacher of that yoga studio ended up being my, sort of one of my first mentors in this whole health journey.
That's awesome.
But I couldn't have seen that like
Right.
before that time of just really getting back into my body. And then by the end of the class, it was so clear what I had to do. And it was then it became like not an issue. You know what I mean? It
Right.
was just like one moment after the next, and like pretty much like one act of self-care after the next. And it's funny because right now, you know, I definitely focus on how families can get healthy as a whole, but you always have to start with mom. Because and
Totally.
it was really like for the first 6 months, like at the time I didn't really know how to cook, and so I was 100% focused on myself. I'm not gonna lie, like you know, I spent obscene amounts of money on like green juice and whatnot, you know, to like to get myself back. And then with that, I was able to then I had the tools to go forth and like pass it on to my kids, and you know, they're amazing now, but I could not have been telling kids to eat their peas and their salad in the state I was at before I figured myself out.
Right. Yeah, you've got to believe in it first, right?
Yeah.
Like you've got to know your
Yeah.
philosophy on it
Yeah.
too.
Yeah.
There's so much out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that story. I feel like it's one of the reasons that I love teaching yoga to new moms, even virtually, because I think that it is so powerful to come into your body, and especially moms, it's so easy to get disconnected from your body, because in so many ways your body is just a vessel for a while, right?
Yeah, right. Like it's seriously, right? You're like carrying this baby, and then you're nursing. Like,
yes,
yeah. Like boobs just never have the same meaning again.
No, it's so functional, and so it's so easy to just disconnect, and because your body looks so different than it did beforehand, and it feels so different, it's easy to just cut yourself off at the neck and just be like, I'm just going to live in this little stressed out head of mine.
Yeah.
And so I love helping moms come into their bodies and really embracing that new normal.
Yeah.
Like both physically and emotionally too, because it's both parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
So I feel like literally anyone listening to this who's a new mom or a mom of young kids who has done yoga before is going to just be so excited and think you're the godsend and go sign up for everything when you tell us how to do that in a minute. But for those people who are listening who've never done yoga, and I feel like I too have been doing it for a long time, so I don't really feel that, but I'm friends with a lot of yoga instructors. And so I know that definitely there's this concept of the club.
Yeah.
And yoga instructors feel that more than I feel that. It's just a person going. But you probably have a bigger insight on that. So what, like, for all those listening who've never tried yoga, like, can you get us unscared and excited about trying it?
Yeah, I can try.
All right.
Yeah, so beginners are one of my favorite people to teach, really, truly. Like my whole tenure as a teacher, I've always been a beginner's teacher, because I think that there's the greatest room for transformation there, right?
Yeah.
Like people who've been doing yoga, they're great. I love leading them through a class, but you get kind of, you like lose the wonder of it all when you've been doing it for a while. But beginners, they really can have this aha moment where it all falls into place. And I think that's so beautiful. So what I would say is, you know, in some ways, being a beginner, it is fantastic to go to a studio because you do get personal instruction. But it's also extra special intimidating to do that as well, especially when you don't have a lot of time. So I think that actually starting online with really simple things is the best way to start.
Yep.
And I recommend truly that you don't even start with yoga, that really everyone starts with a simple breath practice, because it is one of the most scientifically based ways or scientifically proven ways for you to change your physiology in all the same ways that yoga does, but it doesn't have the learning curve of yoga. Right? So if you've never done yoga before, start with 5 minutes of deep breathing every day at some point. It lowers your heart rate, lowers your blood pressure. It turns off that fight or flight stress response and makes you feel calm while at the same time energizing you, which really, what mom doesn't need to feel calm and have more energy at the same time? We all do. So start there. And then I would move into some simple beginners online classes where you just go into it with a sense of play, right? Like, I think that the mindset for beginners is so key, and the teacher has a really big role in that. I'm actually going to be releasing a whole beginners bundle in just a few months here on our site, specifically for beginners, so that they learn how to breathe, learn how to do all of the things from the beginning. But I think that coming in with a mindset of, I'm just going to try and I'm going to play, and all that matters is that I come and move my body for a few minutes. That mindset is key to keeping you going.
I love that.
Because you can come in and you can judge yourself and you can think that you're terrible, you're not flexible, Or you can come in and be like, when else do I get to just kind of roll around on a mat, move my body, see what happens, laugh if you fall out of something. I think that's the best way to get over the fear. And then, once you get there, I do recommend for brand new beginners, try going to a studio at least once or twice so that a teacher can actually physically help you just to make sure you're not going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Well, and studios usually have such good deals for the beginning, right? So it's pretty much like you go and you pay for a class and you get a week or two. So it's a good deal to like sort of even jump around, but so you're really having fun and like testing out where you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I also think that it's important for beginners to try lots of different teachers too, because the reality is that teachers bring so much to the practice. And so what people that like me for certain reasons, some people like me for certain reasons, and then other people don't like me as a teacher for the same reasons. And so you have to find someone that really works with you.
And it's so interesting because it's funny, as someone who loves yoga, so I remember this time, I think it was maybe like 4 years ago, my husband and I went away for the first time from the kids, like for extended for 10 days.
Oh my gosh, that
I know,
sounds
isn't that
amazing.
crazy? And it was because one of my best friends from college was getting married in Spain. And it just so happened that my sister-in-law lives in England. So we're like, all right, if we're going to Spain, we got to go to England. And then we have this whole thing with Paris. So we're like, we're just going to make a trip out of it. And it was awesome. But the story is really about our time in England with my sister-in-law because I was at this point where I was craving going to those hour and a half long classes. And somehow in my head, it was like, if I can't go, it's not worth doing anything. And I couldn't really have been talked into that 5 minutes of moving my spine at that point. Like, I don't know why, but it was just like I was craving that time. But then I would find that like a month would pass by and life, someone would get sick or like, whatever, and it just didn't work out. And so when I was in England with my sister-in-law, she had not done yoga before, but had been doing it for about 8 months, and had downloaded an app. And every single practice, I think it was like you could do 10, 20, or 30 minutes. And she's not a mom, but this is just how she experienced yoga. She had never been to a studio before. And she woke up every single morning for those 8 months and did it. And I was just with her for 5 days. And I was like, oh my God, that really made a difference. And we were just doing it for 15 minutes. It wasn't like a big deal. It was like we rolled out of bed and in our pajamas, we turned on this app and we did this yoga and then we had tea. It was like, you're done. You feel awesome. It was really enlightening to me because I hadn't had that thought before. I just felt sorry for myself that I was missing out on these hour and a half long classes that I really wanted to go to.
I know. I always like to say the best yoga is the yoga that actually happens.
Yeah, totally.
No, it's true. And that's why none of the classes on our site are only 20 and 30 minutes. And honestly, we're thinking about changing that because no one does the 30-minute ones. They all do the 20-minute ones.
Oh, that's funny.
And so I'm like, I think maybe I need to do like 10 and 15 and 20 and not 30 because like just even 30 minutes is too much of a commitment for these
Well,
people.
on this app, what I did find is if you had more time, you could add. Like you could do a 10 one and a 20 one, if that's any. All right. So I want to wrap up because we're hitting 30 minutes.
No,
So
we haven't even talked about food.
I know, right? Well, okay. Well, tell us about, well, I'm going to ask you a final question about food, but tell me about food. Tell me how food and parenting and yoga go together in your life.
Okay, well, so this is funny because food actually is a very big deal for us and our family, so much so that before I started BRB, I was running a blog called Making Mealtime where I was like, it doesn't exist anymore. We've taken it down. But I was laying out our weekly meal plans online for other people to use because I was spending so much of my time doing it that I was like, this has got to help somebody else, right? But
I love
like,
that.
so once I started doing yoga more regularly and became more mindful just about my body and food and all of that stuff, I did become pretty, I think my family thinks I'm a very healthy eater, which I probably would disagree with. I think I'm a pretty balanced eater. I like snacks in moderation. I like junk in moderation, but I do like to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and, things that people would typically consider healthy. And so when my daughter came along, I wanted her to also be, have a really good mindset around eating. So we tend to use the Ellen Satter Institute's philosophy towards food in our house, where we, the parents, decide the what and the when, and our kids get to decide how much and whether or not they eat it. And I love it. I mean, we really never have any food battles in our house, and I think it's because of that philosophy. And I try every meal to give them something that I know that they do like, in addition to, whatever the entree of the day is and the side of the day is. But they're pretty adventurous and good eaters, and I think that's because we never have battles over food. It's never a control issue in our house.
I love that. Now I'm going to go look up Ellen, but that is why I think we have luck too. It's the same thing. It's like you just, there's people give, we give kids too much choices on the whole. And it actually, it's almost more of like, and we think for some reason that that's helping them, but almost all like children psychologists will tell you that it makes them feel unsafe.
Yes, I know you're a big Simplicity Parenting fan, as am I. I love that book, and my children have very few choices in the day, and they're happy because of it, I think.
Well, and it's funny because I'm on the other side now with a 10 and a 12-year-old who are like sort of hitting the next phase, even by the Simplicity Parenting model. And it's interesting to see what that does on the other side because they are better at making choices. And it's almost like they're secure enough to make those choices. And there's moments when they still flail, especially as I'm like hitting the, it's funny, 10 is almost easier than the 12 to 13 one, the one who's about to turn 13. But because I think as they get into teenagehood, like they start to almost have some of the toddler instincts again. But
Well, that's terrifying.
yeah, it is terrifying. But the it's so interesting to see how when they're held, when they do have choices, they're just made really consciously. And so I'm always proud of how they make those. And I don't I you know we don't experience those tantrums around, cake or whatnot. Like it's very interesting.
And it's funny because that the whole Ellen Satter also, she recommends for things like cake and sweets, like for dessert specifically, that you just serve it with your meal, right? And you don't have to do it every day, but if you're gonna have it, just put it on the plate. And we were doing that for a while, and it was great because my daughter would eat it, and then she would go right back to eating all of her other food, or she'd alternate bites. And then we stopped doing it for a while, and I'm not sure why. And immediately she started to do negotiations, like, how many bites do I have to eat before I can get that dessert? And I was like, wow. I mean, it just demonstrated the power of that method to me. So we went right back to putting it back on the plate with the meal, and obviously negotiations are gone because she has it, but then there are days where she doesn't get it, and she totally accepts that. So it's
Well, and I
very
think a lot of it has to do with just like rhythm and like just being firm. It's that you've
right.
decided the what and the when, right? So you
Right.
might say like whatever on Tuesday and Thursday, whatever every other day, and whatever however a child experiences it, like we're gonna do that, and on the other days we don't. And if it's just that's the way it is,
Yes.
because of what we do with, and I'm pretty conscious, and I do have two sort of a dairy and a gluten allergy in the house, so it eliminates gratefully a lot of the stuff that could come in. But we always do it at snack time instead, right? So if there is going to be like something, it's always at snack and before dinner. And so it's not like a reward.
Yes,
And that's
yeah.
what it's just the way it is. Like, and so when we go to someone else's house, sometimes that means that it changes, but then when we come back here, it's not really, I think it's so much more about us keeping our grounding, which it's funny, yoga actually helps with. So
It
it's all
does.
related.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. When I'm frazzled, I definitely have a harder time holding the line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you let yourself, their emotions seep into your own, that is,
Yeah.
I mean, it makes them uncomfortable. It makes you uncomfortable. It's
And
being able.
even if it's not them, like that's what I was experiencing this summer was it's like all of a sudden the what and the when did get questioned because I was feeling so busy. And so, we always have whatever, a big salad for lunch or beans on Monday night or whatever it is, and all of a sudden like I wasn't able to do that at the time or the like and I was questioning myself and they pick up on that in a nanosecond. Like I didn't even have to say anything to them and it just opens this door
Now they prey on
of
those
behavior.
weaknesses.
Totally. It's crazy. Oh my God. All right. Well, that was awesome. I love that. And I'll link actually up that in the show notes too.
Yeah, her site is very useful.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put out the intention to have her here. That sounds awesome.
That would be great. It would be perfect, wouldn't it?
All right, so tell us how to find you.
Yeah, so you can come to brbyoga.com, and if anyone is interested in watching or viewing the 15-minute, I have a 15-minute mini training. It's just a video training on making that 10-minute personalized self-care routine. They can get that at brbyoga.com/sane. It's called my Sanity Saver training.
Cool.
And it will just tell you how to make your own 10-minute self-care routine.
And
And it and
you go to your site and you hit the free trial button. I'm sitting here staring at your site. That's where that is.
so it's brbyoga.com/sane
Okay.
will be there.
Well, and we'll link that up in the description.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. So thank you so much for being here. It's been awesome. And I just have to ask you the question that we ask everybody, which
Yes.
is tell us about a meal that had a really big impact on you. And it could be because of the food you had, or the company you were with, or some major aha you had at the table, but just give us a glimpse into you and what impact food has had on your life.
All right, I love this question. Okay, so mine is probably different than many others' answers, but mine is actually from a few years ago when my daughter was around two and I was pregnant with my second and working full time and doing that mealtime blog, menu planning blog, and was just trying to I was so focused on our family meal and making it work every single night that it was getting to the point where I was getting burnt out by it all. And I remember vividly one day I got home and I was pregnant and tired and hungry, and all I wanted was an avocado when I walked in my door. So I picked my daughter up from daycare, brought her home, went to cut an avocado, and she was hungry too, so she started eating some. Well, she ended up eating my entire avocado. I like got one bite of it. And I had something planned for dinner that night, but after she finished the avocado, she was still hungry. So what ended up happening was basically she sat on the counter and I just fed her odds and ends that night. Like she got, some fruit and some crackers probably. I just kept going. And at some point I was like, okay, this is her dinner tonight. This is what's going to happen. We are not going to sit down at the table together as a family, and this is going to be her dinner. And it was funny because for where I was at that point, having that night where I gave myself the out was huge. It truly was an aha moment for myself. It made me realize that I was being militant to the point where I was losing the pleasure in and the whole big picture of us coming together for a family meal. And you talk about meals as a practice and having it be something that you're constantly working on. And I think that that was, you know, for me, for my yoga, I love yoga always, but sometimes I need a week off, a couple weeks off to come back to it renewed and excited to do it again. And that was what happened to me that day. It was like, just being like, you know what, just eat this food. We're not sitting at the table. This is your dinner. And then I don't have to worry about cleaning the dishes. I don't have to worry about any of that. It was the break I needed to then come back renewed with less weight around the whole thing. It's funny. I was able to like go back to the process the next day of making the meal and having us all sit down to the meal and having it be more joyful, and less heavy. I had made it heavy, I realized.
Well, and I love that because it's also, an avocado is an awesome dinner.
I know.
We forget how simple it can be. I forget who someone recently shared about having cereal for dinner every once in a while. Same idea, you know, like just let yourself off the hook. And yeah. We got to talking about like also just like a salad, just like cutting up a cucumber. Like it doesn't have to be that complicated, you know, it can just like, fruits and vegetables are awesome, and somehow we have this idea that we need all these parts.
Yes.
And we might not every night need all those parts.
No, and I still really wanted an avocado. My husband had to like go get guacamole from Mexican restaurant because that was our last one.
And you were pregnant. So you needed what you needed, right?
I did. I really
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Catherine, for being here. This has been fantastic.
Oh, it's been so fun. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And so for everyone who's listening, I hope you got a little more inspired to try yoga or get back to yoga, or just to tune in to where you are today and take care of yourself. Till next time, I will see you guys soon. Bye-bye. Wasn't that a really fun interview? I am so excited that Catherine is who ended up on the line this week. So I've been thinking a lot about this notion of self-care. I'm always thinking about yoga. And so this was just such the perfect episode for me this week because about a month ago, I got this tarot card that I received actually at a business training. It was in one of my mentors, Patty Lennon, had put it in a gift bag when I went to a day-long business training that she was putting on. And the card that I got was called Purification. And the message on it said that it is time for cleansing detoxification of your body and mind. So I got the card. I was like, yeah. I teach people that. Like, I don't need that right now. And I put it in my bag in a little pocket. And it's funny because that night that I had gone out to dinner after my back had spasmed and after I had gone jumping and hurt my back, I was searching for an Advil because I was in a lot of pain and I was with three kids at a restaurant, actually with five, and I opened the zipper that had this card in it and I was just like, oh yeah, I guess I need this from time to time too. I can get on autopilot. Even if I'm doing a lot of the right things, they might not be the right things for me right now. And it just became really clear that in this big transition time in my life, and I think a big transition time just in the year of going from summer to the school year, I feel like we're all in a big transition time, that I just really need to focus on self-care and on this idea of detoxing both my mind and my body. And so a lot of times I might do this sort of in private and, you know, a lot of times I actually teach a lot of the things that I might go off and do in private in sort of well put together courses. But right now I just want to do this 100% raw and real with whoever wants to do it with me. So if you've sort of lost yourself in the busyness of summer and taking care of people and you know that fall is around the corner and even if you feel like you don't have time right now, but this is calling to you, just tune in whenever you can. But basically what I'm going to do is on the Plan Simple Meals Facebook page, which is just at facebook.com/plansimplemeals. I'm also going to do it in our private Facebook group if you're part of that. I am just going to be sharing on a daily basis what it is that I'm doing to serve this self-care need that I'm having right now. And so, for example, you know, today, if I was sharing already, I would tell you that I am going to go buy myself a new pair of running shoes because mine have holes and I've been looking at them, and I've bought the kids a couple of new pairs of shoes this summer, but somehow I never got to buying myself a pair. On another day, it might be about what I'm journaling about. On certain days, it will definitely be about what I'm eating. Eventually, I am going to do a full-on cleanse with using a lot of juice and fruits and vegetables. So I'm going to share all that with you guys, and you can take what you want and leave what you don't, but I hope it serves many of you as we're in this big transition time of year. So I just wanted to share that, and there's more formal programming and lots of free amazing content coming up this fall that I've actually thought through, but this is just really me being real. So if that's interesting to you, definitely come on over to Facebook and join the conversation. I would love to have you. Thank you guys so much. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend. And subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.